Thank you for holding. Is this Brandel?
Yes, it is.
That is a very unique name. I like that. Haven't heard that one yet.
Thank you.
Yeah. My name's John. I'm the director here. I understand you were speaking with Lulu. She can get off topic at times. did she do a good job of explaining why we were giving you a call?
Yeah, I understand the service. Yep.
Okay. Did you have any specific questions on how the listing on Google works or how we'll be able to help your business?
So I've got a couple of businesses, and I've gone through agencies before to understand, you know, the Google listings and how to get on the first, you know, six pages. And generally speaking, you have to have an address that's within the area that, you know, you're providing services and that kind of thing. Where I'm at right now is I just started this company. I need help creating a website. And all that. And branding, and so that we can upload our work and there's a landing page for customers to find and, reference so that we're not just, you know, going off word of mouth anymore.
Yeah, we can definitely help you with a custom website design. The benefit to you though in the conversation though, Brandel, is not so much, the website. Even if we built you the fanciest website in the world, the placement is where all the value is. You want to be able to catch people on page one, not the first six pages. 90% of searches start and stop on page one. And there's a lot more to that than just doing a pin verification. Right. I mean, that's something you could do for free on your own terms. You wouldn't need us to get pin verified and mark your address and make it so you show up for your name, you know. The whole purpose of our services is to make sure you appear as a top recommended option for the services that you provide in your area. So if somebody types in restoration, you know, any of the services you provide, we want you to be seen there and have that website there as well. So we could ultimately land you as much job opportunity as possible. Okay. You know, there's only three guys that show as a Google partner right now. We just have one spot open for your industry and area. But Lulu's helping me. We're going down a list. There's about 40 reps like Lulu that are helping me go down this list. And we're just looking for one of you guys, you know. Once we fill that spot, we're closing it out. So the website would just be added incentive, you know, just to make sure you're happy and you know, we're getting it built and looking how you want it to look and representing you properly. But the end goal, the ultimate goal, you know, is that first page placement. The beauty of this placement, too, is you don't have to pay per lead or click or call like you would from, like, HomeAdvisor or Angie's. I see that you got that there. She sent me some links for that. And those guys get a majority of their leads from being on the first page of Google, ironically. So, you know, if you're buying leads from that, you're basically already buying leads that started out searching on Google. The difference is those guys are planning to get quoted by you and a couple of your competitors. Because HomeAdvisor will shell it out to a couple of you guys, and then you know, they charge you those lead fees even if you're not the guy that gets it. So basically, instead of putting you on our site and selling you the leads, we'll list you independently, let the people call you directly without the lead fees or the middleman in there. I'm sure you can see a value in that too. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Should save you some money actually, because I'm pretty sure. You know, about half of what people spend on HomeAdvisor is just unnecessary lead fees for things that didn't actually turn into work for the business owner.
Right.
So there is a package. We are a full-service digital marketing company. We've been in business since 2004. Like I said, the Google partnership and the placement is the most important thing, but like we can get your website going. There's also a directory submission that you get by default. Just by having the first page placement on Google, you end up on the top five options for Bing. They pull from Google's top recommended Google verified listings for their top five. You'd be a top option on Amazon Alexa devices. They pull from the Google's top three guys in Google Places for their top five, or their top three, excuse me. And then same thing with Apple and Safari, those automatically default to the Google search results. So having that first page placement, that Google verification, is going to cover you on all major search engines, not just Google, regardless of the device or method of search that they're using on the internet. And then we would also create a business Facebook page for you, host it, run ads through it, have the website attached to that, some pictures of work that you've done in the past, logos, things like that, just to help drive traffic from there. They have a pre-existing relationship with Google now as well. And then Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, it's a couple of directories that are part of the Google Partner Program as well that we'll be able to submit you to. And these are all no extra cost to you, you know. Normally, it's called a Platinum Package. They usually run about $499 monthly, but if I apply a established business credit and a small business credit, I could actually reduce the rate for you. It's a new in business credit, excuse me. I could actually reduce the rate. What is Lulu doing here? Hold on 1 second. Okay, so she's requested custom website design, not my site. Okay, I could get it down to $299 month to month with the credits that Lulu requested for you. So it's going to save you about...
That's for existing business and small business?
No, so that's actually for new business and small business. The established business credit is usually for businesses that have almost 20 years experience. So she had actually checked three boxes for you, and I noticed that you didn't have the 20 years experience. Maybe not for this business. I know you said you had some other companies, so I don't know if that's maybe why she checked that box.
My partner has been in business doing this exact work for 35 years. Mm-hmm. We just decided to partner up more recently, but the actual business, the product that we're giving has been for 35 years.
Yeah, you would need the new in business credit though, Randall, because it's not based on experience. It's based on the online listings for this company. There's not much, you know. If we had like a review from 15 years ago on your Google business profile, you know, there'd be a different story. But that's still a huge discount. I mean, website alone, if you were just to buy the website by itself and pay for the hosting, it's usually $750 just to set up the site and get the domain purchased and everything. That's what we charge for our labor. And the cost of getting the domain and everything, and then it's $50 a month for hosting. So for me to be able to bundle that in with all the other products and features for just $299, it's going to save you a lot of money initially, and then obviously having the first page placement is really what's going to drive the traffic and customers in and make it pay for itself.
Right. Mm-hmm. Is this $299 a month? Is this month to month?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's month to month, no long-term contract or commitment. We always send that in writing as part of the service agreement.
And is there any kind of initial startup fee type deal, or is it $299?
No, so normally they would want a startup fee, but we already had that waived. That's something that one of your credits had done. So there's no setup fees or charges that are going to be attached to that $299. It's just the $299 that'll cover the entire first month of service. On the 6th of December, if you want to continue with the service, it'll be reoccurring at $299 each month.
And how do we go about setting up a website, domain name, email?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so every time we set up a new profile here, we'll actually schedule a client interview. And during that client interview, they'll get availability for domains and let you pick which kind of domain you want. And then we have different layouts as kind of like a starting point that we'll send over to you. You can hand select that, and then we interview you and customize the campaign during that interview process, or customize the website and the campaign. And then any modifications you want to make from the initial draft is all part of the hosting and the service. So we'll continue to fine-tune it until it looks exactly how you envision it looking. It's fully customizable, and then any changes you want to make along the way are all part of our services as well. They're just revisions.
And who owns the domain name and the email? Is it the customer or is it your group?
Yeah, we actually would purchase it on your behalf. If you decided to leave our services but wanted to keep the domain for the site, there's a one-time fee of $99 just for the cost of the domain. And then you'll need to have a new host at that time if you were to leave us. So you can either continue to do hosting from us or you could find a separate host just to keep the website up and running and all the content. But that's worst case scenario. I mean, I don't think you're going to cancel anytime soon, but just full disclosure on that. We would charge you what it cost us to get the domain.
Yeah. Why would I need a host, though? Why wouldn't I be able to...
Oh, every website has a host. Every website. You go to GoDaddy, you pay for the domain, and then you build the site, but you got to pay monthly for hosting. And the hosting is what keeps the content on it. It keeps it up to date. Have you ever seen it where it says, like, website down or website under construction? Yeah, it's just because they didn't pay the hosting fee, so the people aren't maintaining the site, and everything just goes down. You have to have a host no matter where you get the website from.
So if that were to happen, I mean, how would we transfer the host to be able to continue the website?
Yeah, when you get the domain, you get access and ownership of it. So you have like certification and ownership. It's a documented form that states that you own the domain, and you can just transfer the host. It's just giving them access to the domain, and they can go in there and run the hosting for you. Very simple.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, that answered my question.
Yeah. But it's really important to understand that, though, too, because some people, if you don't understand the hosting, then it just looks like, you know, why are you charging me every month just to have a website, you know? But that's the case for everybody that has a website. That's not anything, like, particular to you, if that makes sense.
But that's in that fee monthly. Once the website's built out, what are the services provided?
So
you have a website, and I'm just trying to break down, compartmentalize what $2.99 is paying for other than just hosting the website.
Okay, here, let me show you. We have to keep you up there on the first page. The reason these guys are listed on the first page is not because they have the most reviews or they're the best contractor in the area. They're simply paying for the advertisement. So the Google partners are keeping them up there. And that's actually how Google makes all their money, Brando. The way Google monetizes is the business owners that are paying to show up as top options in their community. It's almost like modern-day Yellow Pages, but electronically. They're paid advertisements. It's not that they just create the site and then it starts showing up, or they get 100 reviews and it just starts showing up as the top option, right? So the whole point of our services is to keep you in front of your customers at the moment that they're searching. That's the most valuable thing that you pay for in that $2.99. But I'm actually going to send you our pricing page, so that way you can have you can actually see like the full breakdown of everything. So give me 1 second here.
Okay.
Yeah, there it is. You should have a link there in your text messages.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you click on that. And then the package that I quoted you on is the Platinum package. So it's the very last one down. It's actually advertised at $5.99. I forgot he had raised the rates in August for this area. But it's the one that says $5.99. I reduced the rate by 50%. So I got it down to $2.99. And then you were asking, like, oh, what's the setup fee? Well, the setup fee is usually $299 in the fine print there. But I also had that waived as well as part of your credit. So we're actually saving you about $600 off of what it would normally cost to launch a campaign like this for a new business. And then every month moving forward, you'll actually save $300 because we'll lock you in at the discounted pricing structure. So over the course of the next year, we're basically going to save you thousands of dollars on what your competitors would be paying for same type of exposure and job opportunities.
And which was the package name that you said?
The Platinum. It's the very last one down. It has a little ribbon around it. It says most popular.
Yep, I see it.
Yeah. And this is more for a business that's starting from scratch, because it's going to create all your online listings. rather than if you're somebody who already has a bunch of Google business reviews, has a website, has all those things, you would just need like the essential of $299. Mm-hmm. But because your business is basically starting from scratch, we got to build the website and everything, you need that platinum, but I'm only going to charge you the essential pricing structure. And our hope with that is that obviously once you see it working and you see everything that we're doing for you, you don't have a problem continuing to use our services each month. And that's really our goal. We're looking for somebody we could work with long term, even though our services are month to month.
Got it. Mm-hmm. And how long does it take for the whole setup?
Everything's different. So like the website, you know, we could have a website if we do it quickly. It could be, you know, 3 to 5 days. Obviously, if you're being cooperative too with like being responsive for the client interview and giving us feedback on how you want your logo to look, or if you could send in photos and things like that. Facebook, same thing. Facebook's really easy to get up and running pretty quickly. The Google stuff does take a little bit longer than the other things, mainly because of Google verification. Like Google has that verification process where they call you, they do a letter in the mail, and then there's also a form that we send you, or I would send you right now, actually, at point of sale, that you have to fill out where it asks you to send in like license, insurance, business registration, photo of the work vehicle or license plate, you know, things like that, just to get your business verified. And so once you're Google verified, Brandel, you keep that forever. Like you'll still have your Google business profile, all your reviews and everything. It'll still say, you know, a Google verified contractor, even if you were to leave the first page placement later. So those are actually like long-term branding tools that you're going to want and will be able to benefit from, even if you're not paying the cost of the advertisement every month in the future.
We only do renovation type work and remodels. We don't do any general contracting. In other words, anything that requires like a permit, roofing, exterior walls, and for interior in the state of Florida, like anything that's repairing an existing structure or remodeling it doesn't require a specific license. It's
perfect.
Just remodeling.
Yeah, so I think you're getting hung up on that.
Insurance.
Yeah, let me stop. The liability insurance is perfect. We do want you to send that in on the Google verification form. If it's applicable to you, then obviously we want you to send it in. If it's not applicable, that's totally fine. We can still work around it. The general contracting category is just a category, and then all the services that you provide actually fall within that category. But during your client interview, we'll actually customize the campaign specifically to the services that you provide. So we won't actually be listing you just as a general contractor for everything that has to do with general contracting. We'll only list you for these keywords and services that you're saying you provide and want to be found for. We don't want people calling you for things that are going to be, you know, wasting your time or their time. We thread through that. That's why I was saying it's customized and targeted. You know, it's geo-targeted based off of a service area that you request to be found in. And then also they have to be typing in the services that you request to be found for in order to even get your number and get recommended your business.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. We've been doing this for 20 years. So there's a lot of, irons or kinks that we've ironed out, I guess you could say, over our time. So we have a good kind of streamlined process on how to get this all up and running as fast as humanly possible, to put you in position to start getting some new customers coming in and generating traffic. And we need it to work that way too. I mean, it's a month-to-month service, so the sooner we can show you results, the better our chances are of seeing you come back every month.
All right. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. If it's something you want to give a shot, I do have to create your Google business profile. Get that set up and secure that position that we have available, and then I'll also have to schedule a client interview with you. So if you give me the go-ahead that you want to go ahead and get set up, I'll get it going now.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do it.
Okay. So on the first page of Google, Brandel, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yes.
Okay. And did you capitalize your whole business name on purpose?
Um, I mean, that's how it's written on the LLC.
Okay. Then that's how we want it to appear.
Yeah.
We want it to match up. It's also a write-off and a business expense for you, so we want everything to match up and look the same.
Right.
Okay. What's your last name?
Quinta.
Quinta. Quinta. Okay, and then what is your business email address where I could send everything in writing as well as your invoice receipt and access to your tracking system?
So, I'm just using my personal email. That's okay. One of the things I'd like to create a business email with y'all.
Okay.
But it's BQ.
BQ.
FATURDAY, like the day of the week, at gmail.com.
So, bqsaturday@gmail.com?
You got it.
Okay. Make sure this comes back valid. Perfect. Yeah, and then we won't have this displayed anywhere. We can even set up like a contact us profile on the site without them even seeing your email. So, if that makes it easier on you. But we could also help you develop a whole new business email address too. Google has customized emails through G Suite where you can make it as like a Brandell at constructionrestorationpros.com instead of at gmail.com.
Yeah, that's what I have for my other, for my other business. That's gotcha. I mean, I can do that. That's not a big deal. I just need help building the website and getting it on Google.
Okay.
And
yeah.
I can also, at the time, if that's something that's included, we'll just do it with y'all. But if, you know, if I make a work email, I can just provide that and it can be updated.
Exactly. Yeah, so I'll actually send you my direct number and extension, and then we have 24/7 customer service available to you, too, at the same number. You just hit extension 1. And anytime you want to make a revision or a change like that, you just call in. It's an easy fix.
Yep.
Okay. And then what's your business street address where I could send your Google PIN verification letter in the mail?
8406. Flagstone Drive, Tampa, Florida, 33615. Doesn't have to be commercial, right?
No. I can actually hide this for you if it's a residence.
It is, yeah.
Okay. I got you. Go ahead. So city, state, and zip will still be visible on your Google business profile, though. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, just as long as people aren't coming to my house.
Yeah, they'll hide your address and they'll deactivate all turn-by-turn direction options, so you don't have to worry about that. Okay. Website. Okay, we'll go ahead and put the request in for the domain. And then how would you like your hours of operation for the business listed?
You can do 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday.
Sunday closed or by appointment only?
I mean, is this so people can call me?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah, there's a little red and green icon on your Google business profile there on the first page of the search results. And so it'll have it open and closed. Usually if it's red, they don't call it. They could still call it and see the number, but usually the red button kind of stops them, according to Google.
I mean, how else would they get in touch with me if they didn't call?
Yeah, I mean, they got to call. Yeah, so I like to leave it open as much as possible. That's why I recommended by appointment only afterwards. It's just even if they call you on Sunday, you could always schedule them out for your work hours, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Better that way than to miss the job opportunity altogether.
Sure.
Okay. And you could accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yes.
All right. So I have your Google business profile set up. They're going to send a pin to you in the mail. There's a little five-digit number on the back of that pin. It looks like a postcard. It'll say Google right on it. So I'll need that from you when it comes in. I'm going to send you the Google verification form now, and then when the payment processes, they'll have an automated outline of the agreement sent to you, as well as your username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system. As far as like a client interview, just to get started on everything, is there a time today where we could circle back with you to do the client interview?
Yeah, I got a busy week. Let me look on my calendar.
Yeah. It usually only takes about 30 to 45 minutes, but we do ask for an hour just in case. Like, but once it's done, we won't be bugging you too much. We just need the information in order to get it all up and running, and then obviously your Google verifications.
Yeah, let's do it.
I got 3 to 4, 4 to 5, 5 to 6, 6 to 7.
Let's do tomorrow.
Okay.
At,
one sec. 10 a.m. will be the earliest tomorrow. Anytime between 10 and 7.
I got to do it in the afternoon because I have a call at 11. Let's do it. Could you do it at 3?
3, let's see. Yes, I could do it tomorrow between 3 and 4 o'clock Eastern Standard.
Let's just do that.
Okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your email address, and we will send you a text message reminder 1 hour prior to your client interview appointment.
Okay.
Okay. If anything pops up or changes, just let me know. I could always reschedule it, but I definitely want to get things going as soon as possible. Basically, clock starts ticking right away, so we got to start showing you results. Okay. Okay, and I've upgraded you to a full-blown custom website design, so we shouldn't have any limitations on this. Have you seen any websites that you like in particular that maybe we could use as like a reference point for getting yours up and running? You ever came across like a competitor and you're like, ooh, that's really nice?
Not that are sticking in my mind, but I can look at some, or maybe y'all could... If y'all have some examples I could look at, like, that are the top competitors that are getting the best Google places.
Yeah, yeah. All of our sites are designed – oh, sorry. Didn't mean to cut you off there. All of our sites are designed based on Google's quality scores. So they're designed to be compatible with this as well as the mobile platform for the iPhones, Androids, and tablets. So it'll always be customized with the Google's quality score in mind. But if there is like a starting point outside of just that. So they'll send you some templates though. You'll get it as part of the welcome email. It'll have your username, password in there, a link to our app so you can download and track everything. There's a YouTube video in there that'll show you how to use your tracking system. And then there's a couple of different example templates for the website that'll also be in that email. So.
Okay.
All right, so I got that scheduled for tomorrow between 3 and 4. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
Credit card.
Okay, now is this under your name, the business name, or both?
Yes. My name.
Okay, so Brandel Quinta. Any middle initial?
Let me look at the card one sec.
Okay.
Yeah, middle initial is.
Oh, what is the middle initial? I'm sorry. You cut out.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can hear you.
Yeah. The middle initial is C.
C. Okay. C. Got it. And then is the billing address the same as the street address that we're going to send your Google PIN verification letter to?
Yes.
Okay. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
3798.
3798.
3224.
3224.
4395.
4395.
009.
009. Okay, and this is showing as an American Express?
Yeah.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
It's April 2029.
April 2029, and then there should be a four-digit security code on the front.
Yeah, 2914.
2914. Okay. All right, and then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification as an added form of protection for you before I authorize any kind of transaction with your business today. If I say anything that you don't understand or you don't agree with, feel free to stop me. I just want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any kind of transaction with you, okay?
Okay.
All right. So we're on a recorded line now, Brandel. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Construction Restoration Pros, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your full name and title within the business?
Brandel Chase Quinta, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided today?
Yes.
Okay. It says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. So we know everything you currently have, Brandel. We're not telling you that you have to cancel anything. But if you're going to add anything after today, please double check that you're not duplicating anything or paying for something that we've already provided for you. If you look at everything in the Platinum package, you really shouldn't need anything else after today. I tried to give you as much bells and whistles as possible, so that way we're like a one-stop shop for you and getting everything set up. But if you are considering something, just double-check. We can't have any kind of like duplicate listings that causes a discrepancy with Google where they'll actually suspend the listings until we fix it. So if you're not sure, just double-check, okay?
Yeah, I mean, just the Andrew's List thing, and I'll try that and see if it generates any business. If it doesn't, I'll cancel it.
Yeah, I mean, if you give this to the beginning of the new year, I don't think you're going to be buying leads anymore. I think you'll cancel that sooner rather than later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Probably.
Yeah, that's usually the trend. We're not supposed to tell you to do that because they do spend a lot of money on Google advertising themselves. But that's just the trend I see with my clients. Once we get everything rolling for them, they kind of stop buying the leads and leave that service. Okay, so the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for 2 months since we're actually building everything from scratch for you, but it is a month-to-month service. You're not binded to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's November 6th of 2029. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $299. However, this is going to be for a Platinum Package Bundle. I've included a custom website design upgrade for you at no additional cost, and I've waived the setup fee that's affiliated with your campaign. Now, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the sixth day. We're not manually processing the transaction. So it says you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties, but if you are going to discontinue, please let us know before the sixth day so we can prevent it from automatically processing, okay?
Okay.
All right, and then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. And before I actually submit the first month's payment, there are actually some promotions that we usually don't roll out until January. But I'm just going to run these by you, okay? These are prepay options that will actually save you money, even with the new and business credits that have already been applied. So they have a three-month prepay option that you could opt into, Brandel. If you do that, it's $700. That'll actually save you about $200 over the course of the next 3 months. There's a six-month prepay option that you could do. It's $1,300. That'll actually save you about $500 over the course of the next 6 months. with the current pricing structure that you're under. And then they have an annual prepay that you could do for $2,500. That'll actually save you about $1,100 over the course of the year with your current pricing structure that you're on. So did you want to capitalize on any of these?
Let's just do the 3 month.
You want to do the 3 month for $700?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me go ahead and adjust that.
And then
okay,
it's $299 after that, I think.
Correct. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. So it'll cover you through November, December, and January. And then on February 6th, it'll be set up to auto-renew at $299 again, unless you call in to me and then you know, rearrange it, do another 3, 6, or 12-month agreement, okay?
Got it.
Okay, so today it's going to process at exactly $700 for the first 3 months. So let me go ahead and apply this. Yeah, that's a heck of a savings if you consider what the entire Platinum package is normally going to run you. It's a good way to jumpstart, yeah.
Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah. Okay, so let me go. Here it is. Okay, 3 month prepay option, Platinum bundle under new and business credit and small business credit. And then reoccurring $299. Okay, so I'm going to process the payment now. When the payment clears, you're going to receive a confirmation text message and email with the outline of the agreement in writing. So it'll have the whole prepay laid out for you, discounted pricing structure, billing date, and cancellation policy. You do have to sign off on that. When you get a chance, I know it sounds like you're working right now. And then also your Google verification form. It might take you a day or two just to pull together what you have. I know you said you had the license, but anything that you have on that form, the red asterisks are usually the ones that apply to you are most important. But if you're missing anything, it lets you know right at the bottom, like not to panic. Just check the box that you're okay with us doing a video call with the Google representative on the line.
Okay.
Okay. And it's really easy. But if you're having any trouble with it, like I said, you'll still have me, and then we have a 24/7 customer service department available to you as well.
Okay.
Okay. So I have guys that are like 75 years old, computer illiterate, and we make it work for them. So.
Yeah, that's my partner.
Is it really?
He's not 75. He's 58 or 60, but he doesn't even know how to turn a computer on. So
that's where I come in. Okay, no worries.
You know what I mean? He's just that generation, analog, digital.
It's really normal, you know. Some of these business owners we've had, you know, they've been running businesses for 30, 40 years and established themselves the old school way, and now they're doing the online thing. And we've kind of made it so, you know, they could just call in. We just give them a phone number. We make it so the customers just call them directly. So as long as they're still answering their phone and being able to call out, then it'll be fine, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But are you receiving these confirmation messages?
You said it's via email or text?
It'll be both, yeah, unless you opt out of one of them. Usually the text messages get there first. But I did already send the Google verification form about 12 minutes ago, though, so that should be in there next to the pricing page.
Yeah, I got the text message.
Okay. Right, perfect. So there's an outline of the agreement in there, the Google verification form, and then the username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system will come through. It looks like they may have sent a duplicate of the Google business verification form. Don't worry about it. Just you only got to fill it out one time. You don't have to fill out both of those.
Do I need that done? Yeah, no problem. Do I need that done before the call tomorrow?
It would be helpful, but not necessarily. Sometimes, guys, it takes them 2 to 3 days on average just to pull everything together and make sure they submit the form properly. We'd rather you take your time and make sure that you submit everything you have and fill it out to the best of your ability than to try to rush through it. It's a lot easier for us to, you know, verify it with the form than it is to have to actually get the Google rep on the line and do the video verification. So that's kind of like a last option, really, if you're having trouble with the form. Like those computer illiterate guys, we usually just go straight to the video call.
Got it. Makes sense.
Yeah. but it's easier to do it that way. If we actually have the documentation, it's a lot easier for them to verify you.
Sure.
All right. So that concludes the initial setup process. So I want to officially welcome you aboard, say thank you for signing up with our local Splash team here. Like I mentioned earlier, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, do not hesitate to call. I'll let you get back to the rest of your workday, Brandel, but look out for our phone call tomorrow between 3 and 4 for your client interview, okay?
Sounds good.
Thanks. All right, I'll talk. You're very welcome. I'll talk to you then. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.